We are on Parak Dalad Mishnah Hey, and it says the following: Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi Omer, Halimin Almanas Lalame. If you're learning Almanas to be able to teach it, then Maspikim Yad Lil Moed Lalame. Okay, so you will get what you are trying to accomplish. You know, you're learning for a very, very specific goal. You want to know it so that you can teach it. You want to know the knowledge for a specific reason. But if you're learning Torah with the intention to keep the Torah, so what does it mean you're doing it with the intention to keep it? It means you're learning it with the intention that the Torah learning that you do should allow you to keep more Torah. In other words, you're learning it with the understanding that the Torah should change you. That is the point. You're learning it with the understanding that the Torah should change you. You shouldn't be the same person you were when you started. So, if you're learning Torah with the intention, with the kavana that it should change you, then then you will get everything. You'll be able to teach it, you'll be able to keep it, you'll be able to do everything. Okay? So that is the two ways and two attitudes one can approach learning Torah. You could learn Torah with the intention that, you know, I'm doing it just to know it, or am I doing it with the intention that I want it to change me? Okay, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that that's the primary motivation. The primary motivation we have to have is that the Torah should affect us, should change us. Okay,
this is, it shouldn't be for learning.
There's nothing wrong with learning with the intention to be aware and know what to do and all that. But he's saying is that the higher level is amanas lasos. Amanas lasos means that it should affect who you are. It should change who you are. Okay. And the Torah has a transformative power. Okay. Torah has transformative power to be able to affect people and make change in people. So therefore, that's the intention, that's the motivation through with which you should be learning Torah. Okay? Now, that's why I keep on saying that during this time period of 10 days, is that one should think about how to upgrade their learning, because ultimately we're trying to affect change in ourselves. And the best way to affect change is by implementing more Torah study. Okay? That's the bottom line. Okay. Now, Rabbi Tzadok Omer. Now, by the way, it's very interesting. He says that this is a very typical Chaim Volozhiner piece right now. He says here that who's talking in the Mishnah? Who's the author of this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yishmael, right? Now, if you remember back to Brachos and back to the Gemara that we've quoted very often, very frequently, there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai as to the balance that a person should have between Torah study and working, basically. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Haneg bohem minog derech eretz. You gotta live in the world, do your thing, you know, and balance that with Torah study, which is very makes a lot of sense." However, Rabbi Shmuel says, "No. I mean, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, no. If you're gonna do that, when are you gonna learn? It doesn't work that way. So rather, if you dedicate yourself completely to Torah study, Hashem will take care of the finances." That's the machlokas, very well-known machlokas. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that's what you're supposed to do. The Gemara comes to the conclusion: Harbe asu k'Rabbi Yishmael v'alsa biyadan. Many people did like Rabbi Yishmael, and it worked. Harbe asu k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'loy alsa biyadan. Many people tried like Shimon bar Yochai and it didn't work. In other words, the Gemara is saying you have to be involved in parnasa. You have to basically be involved in parnasa, otherwise your Torah won't. It doesn't work. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and says the Mishnah Brura, in other places, it says very meduric the Gemara. It says, Harbe asu k'Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Many people tried it. It's not a system that works for many people, but there are individuals that it works for them. And for those individuals, they have the right and maybe the obligation to engage in Torah study to the degree that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would say this is the degree you're supposed to do. Okay? So this Mishnah, the author is Rabbi Yishmael. But you know what it's saying? It's saying Rabbi Yishmael says, however, even I agree that if there's somebody that's Lomid Amanas Vasos, that he wants to learn all the way, that's it, he wants to go all the way, he can do it. And Maspikin Biyadai, the word Maspikin Biyadai means that we support him. In other words, Maspikin Biyadai means Hashem will give him what he needs. So it's an interesting twist that what he's saying is that that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Rabbi Yishmael himself is saying that I agree that for individuals, once in a while, you could do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it's okay, it will work. It's a genius pshat. It's a total genius pshat.
I don't get it. You're saying harbe, but lav davka?
No, harbe also kirim shimon bar yochai v'lo also biyadan. Because harbe, it doesn't work for them, but there could be yechidim that it could work for them.
Yeah, right. How
right. Right, no, so that's the word of this Mishnah. The Rabbi Yishmael himself says that Halimin Amnas Lazarus must speak in Biyadai. He will have enough money to do it, even if it doesn't work, because Hashem will support him.
Okay, great.
But he has to be on that level, obviously. So Matisseo Solomon used to always say, make sure you're on that level, man, because you're going to dive in and you don't know how to swim, you know. He says, I'll tell you one thing for sure. You know, if he used to say something like along the lines that, you know, he says, you know, when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hashem took care of him, 100%. But what did he give him? He gave him a date tree and water. Right? And that was enough for him. So he lived. It doesn't mean that he's going to give you, you know, a steak for dinner every night and a Lexus.
You know, right, maybe a little is enough for him.
Right. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and you know, and I'm putting in an order for sushi, you know, for dinner tonight. It doesn't work that way. You want to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then get your rice cakes and you know, and you know, and have dinner. You know what I'm saying? So it's not you can't be both ways. You can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying?
The North Miami Beach Cola is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
we do our best to. The main thing is to learn. But the thing is that you have to be consistent. And but it's also important to know that Matisseo Solomon used to say this very often also. He would say, there's something called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was on a totally different level, right? Obviously. But there's something, you don't have to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to be learning in Kolel necessarily. Why? Because he said there was another model in the Jewish people besides Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There was a model of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi didn't have a specific plot of land to live off of, but they had a system that worked. It was a built-in system, but it was a system that they needed to come on to Klal Yisrael, right? They had to get the Truma and the Meiser. So they weren't like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, like, okay, Hashem, give me a date tree. No, we have a system. I'm going to get my meat through the Karbanos. I'm going to get my bread through Challah. I'm going to get my wine through Truma. I'm going to get my Bikur, my fruits. So I have a full menu. I'm good, you know? I have my Meiser, I have my this, I have my that. I have a good system now. But it's a system that you cannot go to sleep at night knowing where it's coming from specifically. And it's a system that the Levium had to come on to Klal Yisrael. So it was built in that way that Klal Yisrael needed to support the Levium, right? So he says that a person living in like a Kolel type of lifestyle, what they're dedicating themselves to learning, may say to them, I'm not on the level of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the answer is, you're not supposed to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't have a system. you are going to learn with the system. You're hoping that there, you know, you have a plan. Your plan may be that, you know, you need to, the Klal Yisrael is expected to step up to the plate and support the Lomdei Torah. You know, so he said, I think he said that our kollel system today is more similar to Shevet Levi than it is to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
Makes sense.
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is for individuals.
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in the end, he said the way to do it is to not worry about parnasa and just to focus on learning.
Yeah, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai not focused on
the Masa. Was he wrong, or he was only right for
correct? Sleep. He's right for Yechidim. Not for but the team.
I think the answer he gave was for everybody. It wasn't stomp for a specific.
Okay, I'm saying so. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying is that it's not for the rabbin. It's not for the masses.
But did he mean it that way? That it would only be for
I don't know what he meant. But we paskin is that it's not for the masses.
So maybe the lashon fits in. How be also kid Rishon Bayachai, and then it didn't work because if they tried to be like him, it won't work.
Right, exactly. You have to be on a different. Right, exactly. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right.
Why did it work? I'm just trying to fit in what you're saying to the lesson.
Right. So, you know, that's really the balance.
He's burning people with his eyes, right? So.
Yeah. So he did. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
That he wanted the world to live, but the world wasn't cut out for it. For
yeah, his. Yeah, yeah. There is a shtickel Torah in honor of some of the Sfaradim here. So I'll say there is a shtickle, there is a pshat from the Chidah. Okay? The Chidah is an incredible pshat to answer a seeming question. There's a Gemara in Menachos that the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, yeah, you don't have to learn that much. You can learn a little bit here, a little bit there. So the Gemara, they all ask, it's a contradiction to the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Brachos. So the Chidah says that the one in Brachos was while he was still in the cave. And the one in Menachos when he came out of the cave. That means that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he came out of the cave, was burning people up. When Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, he was not in this planet. His neshama couldn't be soivel the level of this planet. He came out and his kedusha was so great that he burned people. Right? So while he was in the cave, he was on that level. When he came out, he started seeing, no, I got to understand, you know, live with the people or whatever, then he changed his shita. This is what the Chidah says. It's a pretty radical, I'm saying, you know, it's a pretty radical pshat, but then again, it's the Chidah, so he could say whatever he wants, you know, I'm just saying is that, yeah, there is some truth to what you're saying, is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai at that time could not really handle the world. You know, he was on a different plane.
That's what happens when you're quarantined for too long. You get like you become a different planet, and then you can't function with regular, you know, with the regular people anymore. Yeah.
Hopefully, everyone after quarantine will come out with writing a Zohar. Rav Tzadok Omer, Rav Tzadok says, "Al tasem." Okay, maybe actually we'll pick it up. We'll stop here. And we'll put this tomorrow. Okay, everyone. Gmar Chasima Tova. Good year. Hashem Shem.